when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke to reporters about North Korea, noting that the North Korean regime is taking steps toward peaceful negotiations, but he says they need to do more.
We hope that this is the beginning of this signal that we've been looking for, that they are ready to restrain their level of tensions, they're ready to restrain their provocative acts, and that perhaps we are seeing our pathway to sometime in the near future having some dialogue. We need to see more on their part, but I want to acknowledge the steps they've taken thus far. I think it's important to take note of that.
The Department of Justice is abandoning its request for visitor IP addresses to an anti-Trump website. In a brief released on Tuesday, the government says it has no interest in more than 1 million IP addresses related to the DisruptJ20.org website. That comes after civil liberties groups were up in arms last week because the web hosting company DreamHost publicized a search warrant for information on the site. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A former CIA official is trying to raise the money to buy a social media network so she can ban the president. Here's Chris Barnes.
Valerie Plame Wilson is mounting a GoFundMe drive to try to raise $1 billion for a controlling interest in Twitter. Why? Purposely so she can ban President Trump from that social media site. Wilson says Trump is emboldening white supremacists and promoting violence against journalists. She's raised $3,000 since launching the drive last week. Wilson, you might remember, for having been revealed as a CIA operative because of a leak during the George W. Bush administration. I'm Chris Barnes.
A legendary liberal publication announced they're going to be ending their print version. Correspondent Ethan Harp reports.
Peter Barbie says the Village Voice has been a beacon for progress and a literal voice for thousands of people, but business has moved online and so has the Voice's audience. He called the decision to end the print edition necessary to secure its future. The Village Voice, founded in 1955, is regarded as one of the first alt-weeklies.
A travel warning has been put in effect for Mexico and Baja California. The State Department issued the warning Tuesday, saying Americans have recently been the victims of violent crimes, including homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery in various Mexican states. Officials are telling U.S. citizens to stay away from Baja California, Tijuana, Rosarito, Escanada, Tecate, and Mexicali. USA Radio News.
Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents, plus special financing. The fall flooring kickoff sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
The Illinois governor is planning to sign a pair of pieces of legislation that are certain to raise some objections from the more conservative members of his Republican Party, as we hear from David Stewart in Chicago.
Governor Rauner's office is announcing that next Monday he'll sign an immigration bill and a bill to provide automatic voter registration. The compromised immigration bill, known as the Illinois Trust Act, limits the role of local and state police in assisting with deportation efforts. They would be barred from detaining people, including inmates or arrestees about to be released, who are wanted by immigration authorities unless there's a judge's order. The other bill automatically registers people to vote if they do business with certain state offices, including the Secretary of State.
A jury giving a not guilty verdict to a group of men charged in a 2014 armed standoff with federal agents in Nevada, as the four men were accused of conspiring with rancher Clive and Bundy to face off against federal authorities who were trying to round up Bundy's cattle from public land. Two of the men were found not guilty yesterday on all 10 counts. The other two were acquitted of most of the charges. The jury was unable to come to a decision on some others. And starting next month, you'll be able to do your Walmart shopping on Google Express. Hundreds of thousands of Walmart products will be available through the Google Express website, mobile app, and voice-activated Google Home. Walmart says it will have more items available on Google Express than any other retailer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Time is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Well, Flemington, we finally got through a wicked storm last night. And so right now I think we're going to be treated to some pretty nice weather. We'll get through the humidity this morning, and then we should be good to go. And if my phone would update, we'd get you information that we need. -71 degrees right now, overcast skies, 20% chance.
Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents, plus special financing. The fall flooring kickoff sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
The Illinois governor is planning to sign a pair of pieces of legislation that are certain to raise some objections from the more conservative members of his Republican Party, as we hear from David Stewart in Chicago.
Governor Rauner's office is announcing that next Monday he'll sign an immigration bill and a bill to provide automatic voter registration. The compromised immigration bill, known as the Illinois Trust Act, limits the role of local and state police in assisting with deportation efforts. They would be barred from detaining people, including inmates or arrestees about to be released, who are wanted by immigration authorities unless there's a judge's order. The other bill automatically registers people to vote if they do business with certain state offices, including the Secretary of State.
A jury giving a not guilty verdict to a group of men charged in a 2014 armed standoff with federal agents in Nevada, as the four men were accused of conspiring with rancher Clive and Bundy to face off against federal authorities who were trying to round up Bundy's cattle from public land. Two of the men were found not guilty yesterday on all 10 counts. The other two were acquitted of most of the charges. The jury was unable to come to a decision on some others. And starting next month, you'll be able to do your Walmart shopping on Google Express. Hundreds of thousands of Walmart products will be available through the Google Express website, mobile app, and voice-activated Google Home. Walmart says it will have more items available on Google Express than any other retailer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Time is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Well, Flamingo, we finally got through a wicked storm last night. And so right now I think we're going to be treated to some pretty nice weather. We'll get through the humidity this morning, and then we should be good to go. And if my phone would update, we'd get you information that we need. ...71 degrees right now, overcast skies, 20% chance of precipitation today. It is Wednesday, August 23rd, partly sunny with scattered showers this morning, and sunny this afternoon, highs around 80. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 30%. Mostly clear tonight, cooler. Lows in the mid-50s, that should give you some indication that the humidity is on its way out. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, northwest winds around 5. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on Friday, sunny mid-70s on Saturday, sunny upper 70s on Sunday, sunny mid-70s on Monday. Temperatures in the area. 71 in Raritan, 69 in Kingwood, 71 down in Doylestown. 70 over in Pittstown, 70 in Easton, 65 in Asbury, 68 in Clinton Township, 67 up in Washington Township, 67 over in Bedminster. Good morning, Hunter, in the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
In 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her.
Good morning, Hunter and Big Z here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. That's a little Rick Springfield this morning. Man, this was playing constantly back in the day. We are experiencing some fine weather. You got the opening of the 4-H fair that's happening today. So start making your plans. Tractor pulls start at 10. Gates open at 10. It's going to be enough fine weather throughout the week. So you don't have to rush down there, but we'd like to have you down there and enjoy the fair. Dr. D kicks off at noon on the main stage. It's the last full week of summer. Make sure you take advantage of it. All right, we are here in